Zuckerberg's investor group wants election campaign amnesties. By Neil Munro on April 19, 2024. Mark Zuckerberg's network of wealthy West Coast investors is prodding President Joe Biden to declare temporary amnesties for millions of illegal migrants, even as Americans' wages sag and their rents spike in Biden's high migration economy. Zuckerberg's Forward.us group declared on April 10. Three administrative proposals: immigration relief for undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens, TPS expansion, work visa pathways for Dreamers, and affirmative cancellation of removal for undocumented parents of U.S. citizen children, could benefit as many as 3 million, emphasis added, individuals. Doing so is a moral and political imperative, the investors insisted. The Forward.us group can be described as the West Wing of Biden's administration, and it has major allies such as Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas and Vice President Kamala Harris. It has much influence because its leaders played a critical role in electing Biden in 2016 and has funded many groups that pulled a generation of progressive activists and campaign volunteers into the billionaire investors' pro-migration cause. The proposed giveaway would be a vast and unpopular repeat of President Barack Obama's 2012 campaign year creation of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) program for roughly 800,000 migrants who were brought into the United States as children. Mayorkas, who was recently impeached by the House, helped to implement the DACA program in 2012, which continues even though it was declared invalid by several courts. The amnesty status would also help many illegals clear their immigration record via advanced parole. This maneuver would help them get green cards and citizenship via marriages and adjustment of status rules. The lobbying push is alarming the pro-American activists and legislators who oppose Biden's destructive rollback of the nation's border laws and immigration rules. If Biden borrows Obama's phone and a pen tactic, it's going to be literally a stroke of a pen, and there's nothing the American people can do about it, other than to vote against it in November, said Krzysztof Mielewski, president of the Immigration Accountability Project. Under Biden, the U.S. Supreme Court has repeatedly dodged lawsuits about the administration's refusal to enforce immigration laws, partly because it has no easy way to overcome massive resistance from progressive officials. The GOP leadership could try to stop the deal by adding restrictive language in the top priority Ukraine funding bill to bar the amnesty giveaway, Chmielewski told Breitbart News. Biden may combine the amnesty giveaway with modest enforcement of the border, he added. If the Biden administration is thinking of using their 212F as authority to restrict entries into the United States along the border, this could be their political trade-off with Democratic lobbies. We'll stop the border crisis, we'll stop new people from coming in, and we'll just give them all parole and give them work permits so you can still tap into your cheap labor pools. Some Biden supporters are urging him to rebuild his polling support by enforcing the nation's immigration laws. CNN's Indian-born host Fareed Zakaria, for example, wrote on April 19 that he should declare a national security emergency, send the National Guard to the border, work with Congress to suspend the asylum process, and propose a new one that basically makes it impossible to get asylum if you just show up at the border. Many will scream, and it will all be challenged in court. But it will signal that Biden is taking the problem seriously. Many polls show that Americans view migration as more of a burden than a benefit. Almost 70% of Americans say the U.S. would benefit from new curbs on migration at the southern border, according to an Economist/YouGov February poll of 1,671 citizens. A 54% majority of Americans say migration under President Joe Biden is making life harder for all, according to a Reuters/Ipsos October poll of 4,415 adults. But the investors are ruthlessly pushing for their advantage, Chmielewski said. The open borders lobby is jeopardizing every other area of the Democratic Party's platform to get what they want on immigration. And if it costs Biden's election and Democrats all of the other things that they care about aside from immigration, they don't care. They're willing to blow up all those other issues as long as they get what they want. It's big business that profits from cheap labor and investors who want to bring in more people, so not only are you getting a cheaper labor force, but you're also getting more consumers for your products and services. Forward.us was created by Facebook founder Zuckerberg, who continues to fund the cheap labor advocacy group via the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. The breadth of investors who founded and funded Forward.us was hidden from casual visitors to the group's website in early 2021. But copies exist at the other sites. The group plays a central role in U.S. immigration politics in small and large ways. For example, it helped to win driver's licenses for illegals in New York, so providing many new delivery drivers for the investors with stakes in food delivery companies. It pushed a white-collar migration bill in December 2022 that was blocked by a few Democrats and many Republicans. The group also opposed significant concessions on parole migrants in the talks leading up to the migration-expanding border deal in February. Todd Schulte, the president of Forward.us, did not respond to Breitbart's questions. Mayorkas is closely aligned with the investors, who touted him for the border chief job shortly after Biden was elected. Mayorkas has repeatedly pushed progressive-style equity arguments for more illegal and legal migration, regardless of the law or harm to Americans. Mayorkas also argues that migration helps investors get the workers they want, regardless of the pocketbook damage to Americans. Mayorkas told the Senate's Judiciary Committee in March 2023, "We have employers who are striving to hire, to find people who could fill jobs to contribute to our country's economic prosperity. Regrettably, our legal immigration system is not designed to meet that need of employers here in the United States, despite the fact that individuals from other countries want to come here to work, even seasonally, even temporarily, earn the money that they can bring back to their home countries and support their families there." In December 2022, Mayorkas told El Paso Matters.org, "We look to our partner to the north that has a much more nimble immigration system that can be retooled to the needs at the moment. For example, Canada is in need of 1 million workers and they have agreed that in 2023, they will admit 1.4 million immigrants to fill that labor need that Canadians themselves cannot. We are stuck in antiquated laws that do not meet our current needs. And they haven't been working for many, many years." That investor perspective is shared by staffers in the White House who are eager to expand the government's role in the economy. "As our economy grows, we need white-collar and blue-collar workers that we just don't have enough of, so it is in our interest to bring people in and to stay competitive globally." Katie Tobin, then the Senior Director for Transborder Security on the National Security Council, said in May 2023. She added, "The Biden-Harris administration appreciates both the moral responsibility and the strategic opportunity that migration presents. It's at the heart of our domestic and our foreign policy agendas." Forward.us returns the favor by arguing that more migration helps to grow and expand government. Immigrants pay nearly $525 billion annually in federal, state, and local taxes, a vital contribution to revenue. This number includes contributions from refugees and people seeking asylum, whose economic contributions significantly outweigh any support they receive from the government, and undocumented immigrants, who pay nearly $50 billion in taxes annually, despite being ineligible to access most federal or state-funded benefits. Their payments sustain crucial public benefits like Social Security and support public services like schools and roads. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has relied on extraction migration to grow the consumer economy after it helped investors move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The economic policy has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced Americans' productivity and political clout, slowed high-tech innovation, shrunk trade, crippled civic solidarity, and incentivized government officials and progressives to ignore the rising death rate of discarded Americans. The policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. Similar policies have damaged citizens in Canada and the United Kingdom. The colonialism-like policy has damaged small countries and has killed hundreds of Americans and thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded jungle trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.